Well, my other job on the two flights that I've been on is to operate the robotic arm that we have, and maybe you've seen that on TV too. We have a 50-foot long arm that we can take up on the shuttle, and we used it to deploy and retrieve a science satellite. This arm is a lot like your own arm. It has a wrist joint, has an elbow joint, and it has a shoulder joint. And we can operate it in a variety of ways. The most common way is that we have two hand controllers, maybe kind of like a video game, where we're trained to operate the arm to move all the joints at once, so we can move from one position to any other position by moving these two hand controllers. We can also operate it just joint by joint. So if we want to move just the wrist joint or just the shoulder joint, we have a way of doing that.